Hey, this is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you today from Tucson, Arizona. We are so thrilled that God has given us the opportunity to minister to you around the world. I just believe that God has a message for each one of us today. And we're going to read the scriptures. It's, the title of the sermon is, Are You in a Storm Today? And I believe it's very relevant to the storms that are happening on the East Coast and how situations are happening in Hawaii and different places. We just pray that God would minister to us today. But we want you to go to Mark, the 4th chapter, and the 31st verse, and we're going to read a little bit. Alex is going to read for me, and listen up.
And with many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. But without a parable, he did not speak to them. And when they were alone, he explained all things to his disciples. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, Let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in a boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose. And the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said to one another, Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Yes, amen. Praise God. Lord, as we come before you, we thank you for the word, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you anoint our tongues to speak the word of God. And I ask you, Lord, right now that you anoint our ears around the world to hear your word. And we thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Well, in this scripture, we see Jesus, he's been ministering to the people along the shore there. He had pulled out, he'd gotten a boat, and he was preaching and giving them all kinds of parables and what have you. And as he was ministering, I'm sure that he was in the water, but the people on the shore was basically listening. And I'm sure that his voice was echoing across there. I can just hear Jesus as it was like a microphone. He didn't have microphones back then. And I'm sure that his voice carried. It was so so awesome. I just hear it in my ear right now. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. And so anyway, Jesus... you know, I'm sure that he got tired. He'd been speaking all day, parables and what have you to the people. And he says, let's go to the other side. Now, why would he go to the other side? What was the reason? Now, he was on the Sea of Galilee, and the Sea of Galilee is approximately 15 miles wide and about approximately, I'm not sure, about 35 miles long. When I was pastoring out in Salton City, California, which is southeast of in California, by Palm Springs and El Centro, between that area there. But there was a Salton Sea there. And this Salton Sea basically was about the same size as the Sea of Galilee. And I know that many times there was people that would get caught out in that sea. They've been fishing out in there, and they tell the story that many times that they were begin to wonder if they was ever going to get back to shore, even with their motors and you know everything that they had. The wind was buffeting them, and the wind would just start up about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you wasn't ready for it out there on that sea, you would have a challenge. Waves would get 3 or 4 feet high, and man, I tell you what, they were scared most of the time. And so here it was, we see the disciples in their boats as they were going to the other side. And here came a great wind, it says, and that wind began to buffet the ships and the boats. And they weren't very big boats. When you think about how big the boats was, it wasn't one of these great big boat crafts. These were small boats, fishing boats. I can remember, you know, many times that we were out in one of those aluminum boats that was probably maybe 10 to 15 feet long, depending on what, but they were light, and you could put them up on top of your roof of your car or your truck or what have you. One man or one individual could handle them. These were made out of wood, and I'm not sure exactly what they would weigh or what have you, but these men were fishermen, and they were specialists in their field. And you know, Peter, James, and John all had boats, and they had a business of fishing and what have you. And so it wasn't unusual for them to basically, you know, be out fishing and what have you. We see several times that they would go out, they'd be out fishing all night, and they would be catching nothing. And one time Jesus, he says, you know, hollered from the shore, he says, throw your net out on the other side. And as they did, they caught a multitude of fish. I believe the Bible says that they caught 153 nice big fish. I always wonder, you know, what about all of the other fish, you know? But the Sea of Galilee was very plentiful in its production of fish and what have you. And so anyway, they made their living through, you know, harvesting fish and bringing their nets and harvesting those fish and what have you. But here it was, they were out there in the dark, going across that sea, and as they got halfway across it, I'm sure that that wind just started blowing like crazy. And boy, they got scared. They began to think that they were going to be they're going to sink out there and die in the ocean and what have you, at the sea. And they, you know, here Jesus was, he was tired. He'd been speaking all day, and he was in the bottom of one of the boats, and he was at the front of the boat. And so they came to him, and they says, you know, I mean, here they was, you know, roaring with their oars and trying to get to shore and what have you. And someone came down and said, Jesus, do you care that we are going to perish out here? And Jesus, I'm sure that he looked around and realized that the storm was raging and what have you. And he, you know, he looked out there and he says, peace, be still. Now, I think about all of the storms that are happening around this United States. The East Coast is going through a huge hurricane this week, and I tell you what, they are really, a lot of people challenged with all the rain and all the wind and all the things that are happening. I just pray that God would minister to them, that hand of protection be around about the people. There's some people that are said that they're going to ride the storm out, which may be a devastating situation. They may, you know, may get killed. Who knows? We shall see in another week and see how many survived and what have you, and see if there was any casualties and what have you. We pray that there isn't, but the meteorologists are predicting, you know, that that hurricane is just going to sit there, you know, all through the weekend. And as I preach this sermon, it's still hanging in there, raining like crazy. And I know that some of the places, if we look at what happened in Houston last year, it rained and it rained. And, you know, some of the places, I think they said, got 48 inches plus. You think about that. That's a lot of water. There was houses that was way underwater. Maybe it was the year before in 2016, in the fall of that. I'm thinking, you know, it definitely was a lot of rain. And so we just, you know, a lot of people, you know, got out of the path, and, you know, a lot of people didn't. And so we pray that God would minister to that area today. If you're in a storm, I just believe that there are storms going around in the United States. We have a storm that's happening with our president. We have a storm that's happening, you know, about the, you know, the Supreme Court, Judge Kavanaugh. I just, you know, I just pray that God would minister to that area. The enemy is raising its ugly head, and we see the storms happening around our president and his cabinet and all of the things that he's trying to do. And we pray for America, that America will be, you know, be strong, that America will turn back to you, Lord, that there be revival in this land in the name of Jesus. And I think about the storm that's happening in China. I hear right now that China is cracking down on the churches and taking and getting the, collecting the Bibles and burning them, destroying them and what have you. And this is really a sad situation that we put many Bibles into the country of China, and we'd seen many revivals happening in that country. But now the government has decided they didn't want that, and they're cracking down. And we need to pray for China. That's a storm that's happening there. There's a storm that happens, you know, all over the world. When we look at all the Christians that are being, you know, destroyed and killed and what have you, harassed, we know that there's a storm going on. Syria, you know, all the Christians seemingly have been killed out of Syria. Millions of people that have been had to leave Syria. I'd heard the other day that there was several million that had gone to Europe and had vacated that area. And I know that God is able to minister to that war-torn area. And we just pray that God would minister to it. But that's a storm that's happening. And we see storms on every hand. And so as we see Jesus, standing up and saying, "Peace, be still." Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you can speak to whatever your storm is, whatever problem you're having. If you're going through a trial and a tribulation, you know, he says that, hey, think it not unusual if you go through trials and tribulations. You know, a lot of people, they get upset, you know, man, they start wringing their hands and they begin to fret and they begin to worry about all of the situations that are happening around them, and they begin to fret over it. And the Word of God says in 14:1, John 14:1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled." And that word troubled means do not be worried. Don't be confused. Don't let it get a hold of you. But stand on the solid rock and let Jesus take care of it. He says, "My burdens are light." And we need to turn that burden over to the Lord. A lot of people, you know, are strung out on alcohol and drugs and what have you. And I know that God is able to minister to them. They're going through a storm. The enemy is trying to destroy their lives. We look at John 10:10, and it says the old devil, he says it came to kill, steal, and destroy. And I see Jesus. What does he say? He says, "But I came to give you life and more abundantly." And see, we see something awesome happening there all around us. The old devil is, raising his ugly head. And I know that in the United States, we're having our challenges, you know, all across this land. the Christians are being, the enemy is coming at them from all directions. I read different articles and what have you. And the Christians are having their challenges with the guy up in Denver, you know, refusing to make a cake, you know. The lady over in California that took the pictures at the abortion clinic. The same in New York. There's a lady that was protesting up in New York, and they're just trying to destroy these people, taking away freedom of speech. I know that California is really, really trying to take away all the Christians, everything, as far as speaking anything to anybody about Christ. We just pray that God would minister to this these people that are trying to destroy this district attorney for the state. That's a storm that's going on in California. And I know that God is able, and I speak peace to that area right now in the name of Jesus. Whew, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, I speak peace to the hurricanes in the name of Jesus. Right now, we see many hurricanes that are lining up and coming toward the United States and Caribbean and what have you. And we ask God's protection around those areas right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace to the weather. I know that there is things that's happening, you know, unusual things. And the Bible says, in one place, when Jesus came up on the scene, it says that the Pharisees and Sadducees did not see the time. They could not tell that Jesus had come. And he says, are we going to be in the same boat? Can we really tell when Jesus is coming? I just believe Jesus is on the verge of returning for his own, that the rapture is about to take place, that things are coming together from the north and the south and the east and the west, and challenges. The enemy is, it is really coming to, Magog and Magog, when we see Iran and Syria and Turkey and Russia all coming together. They're going to come to that place where they're going to come against Israel. And we know that that is a sign of the times, a sign that Jesus is about to return, that Jesus is going to come for his own, that the trumpet's going to sound, and we which are alive and, the dead in Christ shall rise first, in Thessalonians. In the fourth chapter, I believe it is, 1 Thessalonians, hallelujah, it says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and well will be caught up to be with him in the Lord. Oh, praise God. Are you ready? Are you ready for the return of Jesus Christ? And I just ask you right now to ask yourself, question yourself, am I ready? If I were to die today, would I go to heaven? Oh, I tell you what, I think of that little man down in Australia that, for 40 years he handed out tracts and asked that question. If you were to die today, are you sure that you would go to heaven? And that really quicks your mind, and I hope it quicks your mind out there. Am I really ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Oh, we praise God for the word today. But there is a storm. There may be a storm in your life. You may be having challenges in your marriage. You may be having a storm in your finances. You may be having a storm, with your kinfolks and what have you. You may be having a storm with your children. I just believe that God is able, Jesus is able to speak peace to that situation, and you need to speak peace. You need, he says, that if we speak anything in his name, it shall be done. And that's what we got to do. We got to speak, Jesus, give us peace. I speak peace to this situation. Whatever your problem is, if that's a family problem, I speak peace to it right now in the name of Jesus. And that's what you got to say. My finances, if you say in the name of Jesus, I speak peace to my finances, that I know that my finances are going to stretch from payday to payday without any problem. If you're giving to the Lord that 10% that he asked, I just believe that that 90% is going to go further than that 100% would. I know that many people, you know, that they say, well, I can't pay my tithes, you know. I tell you what, you're going to have challenges from, you know, your vehicle. You're going to, you know, somehow, something is going to go haywire, and that 10% is going to go to something that you didn't plan on. I know that people that have kept their money, that their battery went out on their car, their washer went out in their house, you know, and it's just a refrigerator went out, and you need to be willing to give to the Lord. And that's all he asked. He said to give that 10% to him. That's his. That belongs to him. And we, you know, if you're not giving to the Lord and to your church and what have you, to BPN Radio, I just believe that there is, you know, you're going through a storm of trying to make ends meet. And I ask you right now to speak peace to your finances and start giving to the Lord. Oh, praise his name. Maybe that family just seem like they're being torn from one end to the other. I just want you to speak peace to it. There's a fight going on. The old devil is trying to destroy your family. He's trying to, you know, kill your family. Maybe they're, you know, having trouble with the drugs and what have you. I just know that God is able to deliver those kids and those, you know, those that are having trouble with the drugs and the alcohol. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace to that family. In the name of Jesus. And you need to step up to the plate and use his name. Oh, praise God. There's power in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it? Can you accept that? I just believe the word of God. And he says for you to meditate on the word of God day and night. If you meditate on the word of God, it will come alive. When you need it, I tell you what, it will come alive in your spirit. And you'll know what to say. You'll use the word. When Jesus was, tempted by the old devil, he went and he used the word of God. He said, it is written. And that's what you got to do. You got to know the word and know how to speak that word. And I encourage you to know the word. Memorize the scripture. And, you know, he says, told Joshua, he says to be strong in the Lord. And he meant for him to meditate on the word, meditate on his word. Oh, hallelujah. I cannot emphasize that enough, that we need to meditate on this word. When we see this scripture in Mark, the 4th chapter, I just believe that there is a message there for each one of you today. If that storm is raging on every hand, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the peace of God right now. Oh, thank you, Lord, that the storm is settled down. Jesus has that authority, and you have that same power through the name of Jesus. Can you accept that today? I just believe that if you'll accept it, you can use that authority right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Praise his holy name. Boy, I tell you what, I'm excited about the word of God. I'm excited that, hey, and no matter what that storm is, that Jesus is on the fiery line. Oh, praise God. He's available. We just have to dial up the phone and say, Jesus, help me. And when we do that, Jesus will respond with open arms and say, come and let me carry your load. Let me carry you through the hard times. Oh, thank you, Lord. I think about that's, the footprints in the sand. And many of you have heard that and heard that poem and what have you. And it talks about two footprints in the sand as they walk along there. And the man is having a vision, and he's seeing himself as he walks along. Jesus is right there beside of him, and he goes and he begins to, as he reviews his life, he begins to go through a storm. And all of a sudden, there's only one set of footprints. And the man looks to Jesus, and he says, why did you leave me to go through this storm by myself? And Jesus looks to him and he says, oh, my son, oh, that was the time that the storm was so heavy. I had to pick you up and carry you through the valley and through the storm. Oh, praise God. Don't you love that picture? Every time that you have to go through a valley of trouble and hardships, I just believe that the Jesus Christ is there to pick you up and carry you through that valley and that hard time. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're going to do right now in people's lives. Oh, the storm. Oh, it may rage on every hand, but you can have peace. You can have the peace that flows out from Jesus Christ right down to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise God. That scripture just gives me cold chills and goosebumps. Oh, thank you, Father. Hallelujah. You know, the disciples were so marveled when they seen that peace. They who said, who is this man? Who is this individual? Oh, thank you for it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, and we ask you, Lord, if there's anybody out there that has never accepted you, that they will turn their hearts toward you, that they will come unto you right now in the name of Jesus. Just speak it out. Lord, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. I receive you as my personal Savior. You know, this has been Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. It's my privilege to be with you on BPN Radio. I encourage you to sponsor BPN Radio and, encourage someone today. If they're going through a storm, encourage them, uplift them, and strengthen them right now. Oh, thank you for praying for me. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for listening. I just praise God, oh, for what you've done. You've listened, and you have peace today. I speak peace to you in the name of Jesus through that storm. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can email me at ronlester45@gmail.com. I have a website, Dr. Ron Lester, Dr. Ron Lester 45. DrRonLester.com. So I have two books out. I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse? And Today the Lights Went Out. God bless you. Hopefully you've been blessed today. If you're going through a storm, I know God is able to minister to you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you.